Tell Sir Thomas Rowe we got another failed attempt. As if it makes them money, they might just give you life this time.
You are listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford. Hello, everyone, and welcome to Probably Birds, the only radio show that might be about birds. I'm your host, DJ Pending, and it is 104, 01, 02, 03 on a Monday night / Tuesday morning. And let's just get into it. That's what we always do because I never really prepare a preamble or any part of the show. This is an excellent segue. This is, as I've mentioned, the only radio show that might be about birds. And in practice, what that means is that I prepare a 30 minutes of music for an hour-long radio show. And for the other 30 minutes of the show, I just kind of talk. I don't prepare anything. I just have to fill space because we're not allowed to have dead air. And so I breathe a lot into the microphone and I ramble a lot. And I sometimes, if we're really lucky, guys, and who knows, tonight might be the night, sometimes I will talk about birds, but don't count on it. If you're here for bird facts, you might as well. I mean, what's a good place to find bird facts? This radio show, sometimes we do talk about bird facts, of which I know a few, and I've talked about probably most of the ones I know. But regardless, I know a thing or two about birds, and sometimes I talk about it. But if you're really looking for bird facts, I would recommend the internet as a good starting point to look at bird facts. In fact, let's just take a quick look. I'm going to walk you through this. If you go to google.com and type bird facts, that's B-I-R-D space F-A-C-T-S, hit enter. You gotta get some fun bird facts. Bird facts for kids is what comes up first. You don't even need to do it. I'm doing it for you. And I'm told that birds have feathers, wings, lay eggs, and are warm-blooded. Wow, I didn't actually know that about birds, that birds are warm-blooded. I didn't know that. I mean, I guess it makes sense that they're not cold-blooded, but I couldn't tell you why it makes sense, because I just don't know a lot about animals. The ostrich is the largest bird in the world. And also birds have hollow bones, which help them fly. But guess what is not helped by hollow bones? That's right, the ostrich. Because ostriches cannot fly. And I would assume that because of that, they at least have solid bones. Because if you're going to have hollow bones and you can't fly, then what's the point? And maybe, I'm sure if they do have hollow bones, there is a point. But again, I don't know a lot about birds. I know that I like them. Look, this is actually incredible. We're actually talking about birds on this show. This never happens, but I like birds a lot. I think birds are undervalued in our society. And it's just like they kind of blend into the background. People, because they're everywhere, aren't they? Like just, and not like special birds, like bald eagles, hawks, you know, the cool birds, quote unquote. We sort of appreciate more, but I think more attention should be paid to the sparrows and starlings of the world, because they're fascinating. I mean, maybe fascinating is a bit too strong, but I take a certain. I don't know how to articulate this. Like I said, I don't prepare things for the show. I just kind of talk, but there's something about the mutual presence of a man and a bird. That is very special. Yeah, that's how we're going to put it. It's going to be one of those shows, guys. Let's see. Today, what did I do today? I always talk about that. I had my internship, as is typical. Longtime fans of the show, all 0 to 3 of you, know that I have an internship on Mondays. It's from 3 to 9 p.m. It's a lot. I deal with kids, so I've had that. I'm pretty tired. But that's okay. In some ways, I feel like being tired makes for a better show. Or maybe it's just that the show is excused by the fact that I am sort of in an exhausted state. But so I had my normal stuff today, and then I got back home, and I thought, oh no, I have to make a playlist. And so I cobbled together some songs. We started out the night with So Says I by The Shins, followed by the Probably Birds theme song by my uncle and cousin. Thank you to them for that. Longtime fans of the show, Gilmore Girls, that's right, not this show, a different show. You may recall an episode in which The Shins play the entirety of the song So Says I just in the middle of the episode. And it's kind of related to the plot, but it definitely doesn't warrant like a whole music video of The Shins. Let me give you some context for those who don't know Gilmore Girls as well as I do. And I don't know it very well. I haven't seen the entire show. For reasons that I'm tempted to explain, but maybe later. Gilmore Girls. Yeah, Rory is the younger Gilmore girl. Her mom is the older Gilmore girl. They both have the name Lorelai, I want to say. The younger one goes by Rory. I don't know why. That's not really important. Rory is at the beach, maybe, because she's on spring break, possibly. And the Shins play a concert, but they only play one song, and everyone dances around. And the song is So Says I. You've heard the song. And so if you ever want to, like, prove to someone that you know a lot about Gilmore Girls, but that person will be satisfied by only knowing one obscure fact, that's a good fact to use. That the Shins perform So Says I on an episode of Gilmore Girls where Rory went to the beach. And as long as they're not like a questioning person, they're going to say, yeah, you know your stuff. You might as well be a Gilmore girl. When in fact, you've never seen the show. All you do is listen to Probably Birds. I think there are 11 of you right now, which is kind of like way higher than normal, which is a bit scary. But that's okay. I'm not really afraid, because as long as I don't swear and I do all the things I'm supposed to do, no one can hurt me. Well, I don't know. Maybe that's not quite true, but anyways, we got a show set up for y'all. I'm going to play some songs now. And then after that, I'll come back and I'll talk some more. I hope you enjoy the songs. I love you. You're valuable. I'm glad you're here. And feel free to come and go as you please. I won't be offended, but anyways, have some songs and yeah, I'll be right back. So I hope you enjoy. Oh boy. Here we go. Another show. Ah.
Two words apart. up, I've got a pretty good idea who I'm standing on. I'll gladly not follow your voice, maybe a phrase or two. This unlikely pair, this unlikable prune, it's a cream puff wedding of two. Underachievers and Nancy boys abound, waiting on the weather to settle down.
Just heard Last Night by The Strokes, followed by Half Closed Eyes by Sugar Snow, and then finally, Dirty Dustin Hoffman Needs a Bath by Of Montreal. I think the actual title of that song is Waiting on the Weather, but it is released like officially as Dirty Dustin Hoffman Needs a Bath. So if you're looking for the song, I think either of those titles will do. If you don't want to look for the song, then don't use either of those combinations of words, because you'll probably find the song if you do that. With that being said, I'm going to read a PSA. I think I'm obliged to do this. Today you ate Greek yogurt. You took the train. You planned a workout. You skipped it. You did all the things that one normally does the day before a devastating earthquake. You never know when the day before is the day before. Prepare for tomorrow at ready.gov/today. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council. Okay, we've done it, kids. One thing I did, well, one thing I did while I was playing music is I took a BuzzFeed quiz. This BuzzFeed quiz is somehow related to what we were talking about. The quiz is, which character from Gilmore Girls are you? It is written by Kirsten King, who is BuzzFeed staff. And I went through the quiz, and it turns out I am, in fact, Rory Gilmore. Now, people who don't know the show might be saying, DJ Pending, what does that mean? What's a Rory Gilmore? And thankfully, BuzzFeed has provided us with a short description of who Rory is and, by proxy, who I am as an individual. Like, deep down, this is me, is what BuzzFeed is telling me. So, you're intelligent, conscientious, and extremely sensitive to people around you. Although you tend to be a bit reserved and a bookworm, you still know how to cut loose with the best of them. Though some people may see you as the goody-goody, there's more to you than that. And yeah, I guess that's me now. It's actually quite a relief that BuzzFeed has such a strong handle on me. I find that when I take BuzzFeed quizzes, I have a lot of trouble with the answers. And I think it stems from the fact that I feel that I don't know myself very well. And so I struggle through BuzzFeed quizzes. And this is true. I'm very bad at taking BuzzFeed quizzes. This is not me just saying stuff for the sake of filling time. Like, this is me working through an actual ongoing identity crisis that is brought on every time I take a BuzzFeed quiz. And so I struggle through the BuzzFeed quiz. Like, for example, BuzzFeed asks me, pick a place to hang out. and it gives me lots of options, and I find myself caught between a coffee shop, a vintage bookstore, and a record store, and I say, well, who am I? Am I DJ Pending? Am I Jonah? Am I Rory Gilmore? I don't know. And I have to pick one, and so I pick one, but I think, great, I'm done. That's fine. I've gotten through the hard bit, but then we come across to... Wait, where... Hold up. We come across to you spend Sunday, ... And I'm like, I don't know. Do I spend Sunday hanging out with friends? Am I reading? Am I catching up on work? Who am I, BuzzFeed? You have to tell me because I'm not in a fit state to know. It asks me... Actually, those were the only two I struggled with this time. But still, I had like significant difficulty getting through that. And I don't know... But in the end, it was all worth it because BuzzFeed then told me who I am. And so I guess in the next BuzzFeed quiz, I don't have to think about it. I have a short paragraph that tells me how to answer things, you know? Because I'm Rory Gilmore. Thank God that I don't have to be me anymore. That being said, I'm going to give y'all a bonus PSA. This is not a PSA I am contractually obliged to read, but it's kind of like a social contract in that it's something going on at the station. So let me try. It's kind of dark. I have all the lights off in here. Let me shine a flashlight. Okay. It says, WMFO DJs, please announce WMFO Live Day. Great, that's what I'm going to do. Here is what I'm supposed to say. Here at WMFO on Saturday, May 4th, tune in to hear some of your favorite local musicians. Between 9 a.m. and 5 p.m., WMFO will host 9 bands and musicians. Yes, folks, that is 9. Please tune in to WMFO 91.5 FM for Live Music Day. Whew. And let's see, the band, I'll just read through the bands real quick. Some of the names I probably will pronounce wrong, but we'll get through it together. We have the Cast Irons. Anthony, and here's where it gets difficult. Anthony I think it's Polish. I shouldn't even guess. That's just going to get me into even more trouble. It is the Cast Irons, Anthony Kaczynski. That's his last name. Peter Parkek, or maybe it's Parsek. It's Parcek. Daniela, I think. Daniela, maybe Danielle. Miraglia, with Lisa Bastoni, Lily Black, 61 Ghosts, Will Daly, Flight of Fire, Celebutant. Okay, I think those are the names of the bands, or at least my interpretation of the names of the bands. Is Lily Black like famous? I feel like I've heard that name before, but I might be thinking of the guy from the Pixies who might have a daughter named Lily Black. I don't know. She's in a band in Boston. That's the most I can tell you here. She doesn't have a Wikipedia page. But she plays punk music, just like the Pixies plays punk music. Hold up, Pixies. Let's find out, guys. Let's do this together. Okay. This is a terrible show, and I'm sorry. But it appears that the Pixies has a guy in it called Black Francis, not Francis Black. And Lily Black is therefore probably not related in any way to Black Francis. What else can I tell you in the time we have left? It's not a whole lot of time left. Let's go back to Gilmore Girls, since we've just kind of been milking that for all she's got. We've been milking Gilmore Girls. I haven't watched that show in a while. I should finish it. In many ways, taking that BuzzFeed quiz has made me miss Gilmore Girls. And so maybe I'll return to it, and maybe I'll tell you about it. It could be like a Gilmore Girls viewing party podcast, except it's like years after Gilmore Girls came out. And even more years after the reunion episodes came out. I'm like super late to the party on Gilmore Girls, and I don't know if anyone has an interest in that, but I don't think anyone has an interest in what I do normally. So I feel like no harm done if I start doing that. It's a mixed bag. Anyways, we're going to play some more music. I hope y'all enjoy. You're beautiful. You're lovely. At some point, we're going to go into how beautiful and lovely you are. That's the end of the show, because I really do care about you. But for now, have a couple more songs. I'll be back in a bit. I hope you're enjoying your night and your week. And yeah, I love you. I'll be back. Here we go.
You're talking while you're fast asleep, as I walk slowly from your house. Back in your room remain the words I wanna say to you, but couldn't leave my house. Does it come as a surprise? Language of averted eyes. Silence is what I do best. Still I hear it all, wasting time around my head. So I talk to myself. Between depression and blame, now I see that the times don't change. It wastes away, but I just wanna sleep today. And I don't wanna talk to you right now, you say. But I'm sitting out the weekend, couldn't do it again. Say you want it right now, but I wouldn't know how. It's something that I can't do, then what am I supposed to?
Cho-Cho Sam. fall in love all over again. I think we'd make a good team, and you would keep my fingernails clean. But that's just a stupid dream that I won't realize, 'cause I can't even look in your eyes without shaking. And I ain't faking, I'll bring home the turkey if you bring home the bacon.
We just heard Pleaser by Wallows, followed by El Scorcho by Weezer. And now, oh, actually, real quick, not now, in a few seconds. Okay. And now, my dear listeners, I would like to talk about something that has been troubling me quite a bit lately, actually. Lately meaning the past, I suppose, I don't know, 5 hours, probably more than 5 hours, like the past half day, maybe. Not that, no, the past third day, the past, I don't know, the past couple of hours, it doesn't matter. What matters is that earlier today, I was at my internship, and I forget why, but one of the kids, I work with kids, so that's some, like, you know, background, I work with kids. One of the kids was talking about eating seeds, I forget why, and one of my coworkers, we'll call him Will, because that's his name, said, seeds? What? We don't eat seeds. What are we, birds? And there's a quick bird fact. Some birds eat seeds. But he said, we don't eat birds. I mean, we do eat birds. But he said, we don't eat seeds. What are we, birds? And the kid was like, well, first of all, I thought we do eat seeds. Well, we eat all kinds of seeds. Sunflower seeds, pumpkin seeds, other kinds of seeds. I don't know. And the kid spoke up and she was like, yeah, we eat sunflower seeds. And Will was like, Will said, no, you don't eat them. You're supposed to chew them. And that gave me pause, right? Will's like, you know, in his mid to early 20s. Like, he's lived a full and not a full and happy life. He's not like on death's door or anything. But, you know, he's lived long enough to, I think, know how to eat sunflower seeds correctly. Which has led me to think maybe I've been eating them wrong. I mean, let's talk this out, listeners. When I eat sunflower seeds, well, my first step is I go to the store and I buy a pack of sunflower seeds and I bring it to the cashier and I say, yes, one packet of sunflower seeds, please. Except, of course, I don't say that. No one really talks to each other, at least not up here, not in the northern lands. where everyone's cold and frigid, and if you talk to someone, you get weird looks. But so I slap a pack of sunflower seeds on the cashier table desk aisle thing, and I think deep down the cashier probably judges me because no one is buying sunflower seeds anymore, you know? Like maybe you're an exception, dear listener, but dear listeners, yeah, I think there are multiple of you, but when was the last time you bought sunflower seeds? It's been like a decade since I've bought a sunflower seed. That, yeah, just one or multiple. Because I don't think anyone actually like regularly eats them. It's a big hassle to go through. And that this is going to lead into the hypothetical story, so I'll save that. But you buy the sunflower seeds, you take them outside, and then I think the idea is to somehow crack the sunflower seed shell and then eat the inner meat. I don't know if it's called meat, but you eat the inner seed and you spit out the shell or you cast away the shell. Let's find out. Sunflower seed anatomy. We're going to learn the names. The sunflower seed is the fruit of the sunflower. There are three types of commonly used sunflower seeds. Okay, I don't care. But you eat the inside, you discard the shell, or if you're a badass like I was back in the past, you just eat the shell because you can't be bothered to like carefully extract the core and spit at the shell. It's a lot of hassle. Like sunflower seeds are kind of like the lobster of the seed world is my professional evaluation in that it's a lot of hassle. They're not very expensive, but it's a lot of hassle. And that's it. That's the one comparison I can really make. It's like a hard shell and a soft inner meat. And I guess that's like a lobster. But back to the point, Will seems to think that you just chew it and spit it out. And that seems bizarre, like gum. He seems to think that sunflower seeds are like gum. But I don't know. It's been troubling me, and now hopefully it can trouble you too, I guess is the whole point of me bringing it up like this. We can talk about lobsters now if you want, or if you don't want. The point is that I need to say stuff, and so let's segue seamlessly into lobsters. Lobsters are kind of like the sunflower seeds of the ocean, in that there's a lot of work to get to a soft meat. But lobsters, unlike sunflower seeds, are quite expensive. And I guess that's because everyone all of a sudden wants to eat a lobster. I don't know when that happened. I mean, I think it is like a kind of well-known fun fact that lobsters used to be like prison food because no one wanted to go through the effort of getting to the lobster meat. And it's kind of hard to blame them for that. I mean, lobsters are good. I enjoy me a good lobster, but they're not incredible, you know? I mean, they're not like earth-shattering. It's like a, I don't know. Maybe it's because there's nothing quite like a lobster, at least that I've had before. It's like a very unique seafood experience. But then again, like how different are crabs, really? Not that different. Let's talk about shellfish. Crabs aren't shellfish, are they? I'm going to Google it. This is what's so great about having a computer in the station. Usually I don't Google stuff as much as I have been this show, but I've got a lot of questions tonight. Are crabs shellfish? Shellfish, I guess they are. Crustaceans. Because crustaceans that live in the sea are shellfish. Okay. Yes, crustaceans are shellfish. My brother is allergic to shellfish. And I don't think all shellfish, because he can eat crabs like way more than he should be able to eat crabs. He eats, you know, he loves him some crab, but he's allergic to prawns. Is that correct? No, he's allergic to lobster and also prawns. But other than those two things, he's cool with like crabs, scallops, mussels, clams, oysters. Fun fact, oysters don't move along the seafloor. Like clams can move using their weird clam tongue or whatever it's called. Oysters just kind of sit there and like filter feed, I think. And because of that, man, what a great show, guys. We've done a 180. It's a great show. We're full of fun animal facts tonight instead of incorrect facts about people named Lily Black, I think was her name. We're moving on from that. oysters are dumped into like dirty water to clean it because that's something they're good at. Okay, that's the extent of the fact. But like they put oysters in like the New York City area. I think please don't take anything I say on this show as truth. This could all be wrong. I like learned this from someone telling me about an internet video they saw. So take everything with lots of grains of salt. But I think they put oysters around New York to clean the water. Make of that as you will. Is it nature amazing? Well, look how we can exploit it in order to protect the rest of nature. What a bizarre system we've created. Humans are incredible. Okay, that's enough sort of platitudes. I don't know what a platitude is, but maybe I'll find out by the time I come back. With that being said, I'm going to play more music, and then I'll come back. And maybe I'll talk about what a platitude is and if I have used that word correctly. So I hope you all enjoy. You're beautiful. You are lovely. You are valuable and wonderful and so loved. And here are the last songs of the night. I'll be back soon. Enjoy. We just heard NYC Observation by Parquet Courts, followed by Knee Deep at ATP by Los Campesinos, and then finally Polly by Whitney. Polly being the latest song to really sink its teeth into me and tear me to shreds. That's right, I am meat. Okay, let's take a sharp turn. This is getting weird. It's been a wet day, guys. It's been raining all day, and in some ways that's very nice. I very much like the rain. There's something settling about it. It's kind of cozy. I don't mind getting a bit wet and feeling a bit cold. It's all very nice. Except for the fact that the rain, the constant rainfall, has reminded me that I have somewhat of a substantial hole in the sole of my shoe. My shoes aren't very waterproof to begin with. They're like, you know, running shoes, basically. They're basically like mesh. They're mesh that's wrapped around my feet. It's kind of like a more substantial sock, but not that much more substantial. And so you combine that with a hole in the bottom, and you've got a pretty damp experience in the foot department. And so we got to the station. My feet were soaked. I took off my shoes. I took off my socks. I think I should say that I do that, but I do that, regardless of how damp my feet are. But this was nice, because I thought, great, I'll let my shoes dry, I'll let my socks dry, and I've now put on my shoes and socks, and unfortunately, they were not dry, and all that happened was that they got cold when they were separated from my warm feet, and so I had to put on cold, damp socks, and it was sort of a troubling experience. But I'm glad that you're listening to me and letting me vent, and it really helps. So thank you for being there for me. Let's talk. Let's first say that you are listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford. This has been Probably Birds. It's been a night. I'm going to have to go pick up my friend from the hospital after this show. You shouldn't worry because he's okay. For a few seconds, he wasn't okay. Maybe a bit longer. But now he's okay, and I'm going to go pick him up, which is cool. It'll be good to help out. But let's talk about self-care and loving yourself. Man, it is the end of the semester, which can freak people out. I know that I'm freaking out a little bit, just a little bit. But you can do it. And I really do believe that. You've done it before, odds are. And if you haven't, you will do it, then you'll do it again. Because you are a very capable and compassionate, maybe that's not as relevant, but you are a capable, effective person. And you've proven this time and time again. I don't know who you are especially, but I do believe it's true. And even if you can't do it, even if you can't meet whatever goals you've set for yourself, that's okay too. You don't always have to succeed. And, you know, I care about you regardless. And there are so many people who care about you and love you regardless about how you finish off the semester, because you are, a human being with inherent value. And that's independent of whatever you do in life or what grades you get. You're here living and breathing on this world. And honestly, in many ways, that's enough. I mean, and go forth, do great things. I know you can. But just being here is sort of an accomplishment in and of itself. And I would remind you to treasure that every now and then, and treasure yourself because you deserve it. Because you are a wonderful, beautiful, breathing, beating human person. So anyways, that's my small self-care spiel of the night. I now have 2 minutes to kill before I turn it over to the robot. So yeah, I'm going to pick up my friend from the hospital. I won't share too many details because I don't know what he wants me to share, but he's all right. The typical medical issues sort of thing. I got a call from his girlfriend telling me, she was very strategic about her approach and asking me to pick them up at the hospital at 2 a.m., she was very much like, hey, you know, how are you doing tonight? And I said, I'm doing fine. How are you? Knowing she was at the hospital. And she's like, yeah, everything's good. Everything's great. Could I ask maybe a favor of you? And I say, yeah, all right. What is it? And yes, and I'm going to go pick them up. But as much as a part of me does want to just go home and go to bed, another part of me is very happy to be in a position where I can help these people who I care about and who care about me. And it's kind of a good opportunity. And also I like driving and I like being out at night. And I wasn't really going to sleep anyways. I mean, I would have tried to sleep, but I'm kind of bad at sleeping. So it's in many ways a more effective use of my time. But that being said, make sure you get the rest you need, eat the food you need, eat healthy foods, get rest, exercise if you can. And just generally, I hope that you remember to take care of yourself. In these final weeks of school, or whenever you're listening to this, just always remember to take care of yourself because you deserve it. So I hope you all have a great night, a great week. I should be back in a week if you want to tune in again. I love you, and please do take care. Okay, it's 2:00.